Today is a day that we take time to honor our mothers, and as I was preparing this week, I thought I wanted to look at, came across some interesting statistics for mothers and the amount of work that they do. You know that they do a lot in the home, but sometimes putting a little bit of root to that will help get a better understanding. Mothers serve over 1,000 meals a year. They do approximately 330 loads of laundry or 5,300 articles of clothing a year. That's kind of, I think, a little low in our house, depending on how many children you have. A preschooler requires mom's attention once every 4 minutes or 210 times a day. And then a mother by the age of two has changed 7,300 diapers by the time that baby reaches the second birthday. It's staggering, and you know the sacrifice of your mother. You're thankful for her work and for her love. But one thing that sets our mothers apart this morning is that most of them know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They seek to serve Him and be an example of a godly mother. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan, who was a pastor at the Westminster Chapel in London in the early 1900s, he had four sons, and they were all preachers. And someone once came into the drawing room when all the family was there. They thought they would see what Howard, one of the sons, was made of, so they asked him this question: "Howard, who is the greatest preacher in your family?" Howard had a great admiration for his father, and he looked straight across the room at him, and then without a moment's hesitation, he answered, "Mother." The influence of a godly mother is astounding. Charles Spurgeon said this about his mother: "I cannot tell how much I owe to the prayers of my good mother. I remember her once praying, 'Now, Lord, if my children go on in sin, it will not be from ignorance that they perish, and my soul must bear swift witness against them at the day of judgment if they lay not hold on Christ and claim Him as their personal Savior.'" The influence of Charles Spurgeon was great, and he attributes it to the impact of his godly mother. If we have godly mothers, we should especially be thankful and especially honor them today. To be thankful for their impact and their influence on your life. I'm thankful for my mother, who's now with the Lord, and her impact in my life as I think of her influence in praying me to salvation and into ministry years ago. Her influence and her godly life. The spiritual influence of a mother can raise up young people to go on to change generations. It's powerful, the significant impact of a godly mother in the home. This morning, we're going to look at a mother who had a great influence on one of our famous Bible characters. If you're there in Exodus chapter 2, you know that this person is Moses. And we read of her also in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll be looking at that a little bit later on in the message, as one of three women that are mentioned in that special chapter of their faith in the Lord. Notice verse 1. "And there went out a man of the house of Levi and took to him a wife of Levi." Amram and Jochebed were Moses' parents. Moses was not the only child. If we recall, Miriam was the oldest in their family. And then Moses also had a brother, Aaron, who was 3 years older, according to chapter 7, verse 7, where we read of the three in the family of Amram and Jochebed. From the beginning, God had a special purpose for Moses, as God does with each child. Each one is a blessing. In fact, Psalm 127, verse 3, tells us that children are a heritage of the Lord. Each one is a blessing. Each one, God has a specific calling for their life. He desires each one of them to go on to know Him and to serve Him with their life. But God especially had a special calling for Moses. He would become a great character that was used greatly for the Lord. But it first began with the influence of his godly father and mother. The influence of a godly mother is very significant to the life and ministry of those that she bears. The scriptures give us two very descriptive women this morning as we look at this context, both really having a significant impact, though through different channels, God would prepare his man Moses for the task. This morning, I want us to notice four characteristics of a mother of faith. Four characteristics of a mother of faith. The first characteristic we find in verse 2, courage. Courage. Notice verse 2. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. The joy of a newborn baby is the delight of every mom's heart. I was the last one born in our family, and my mom had me when she was 40 years old. The other two were 14 and 18 years older than I was, and so I came along kind of late in life there. But still a joy to a mother's heart when a newborn baby comes to the scene. Jochebed had two children of her own, but Moses would have been a delight to her heart as well. To read of this in verse 2, we would certainly see the impact of Moses' mother's joy and delight. The Hebrew people in this context were in bondage in Egypt. And if you go back to chapter 1, verse 22, we see that they were specifically not to do something. Notice verse 22 of chapter 1. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. So when we come to chapter 2, verse 2, we see the courage of a mother to not do what Pharaoh had decreed. Every baby boy who was born was to be put into the river. But Jochebed holds her baby and hides that baby for 3 months. How did she have the courage to do that? Well, it was rooted in her faith in her God. It was rooted in her faith in her walk with the Lord. She was living in a very evil atmosphere. It took courage for her and confidence in God to hide this baby, that it would not go noticed, that it would go through, this child would be protected through these months at the beginning of his life. In fact, it shows even the courage of both Jochebed and Amram to continue their physical union together, knowing the consequence that would come of a baby boy that would be born. Her faith was great. She took courage not to fear the consequences of going against Pharaoh's decree. The words of David reflect Jochebed's courage in Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The courage of a mother comes as she waits on the Lord. Her faith increases, and her courage to follow the Lord in obedience grows in her faith. Turn with me, if you would, very quickly to Hebrews chapter 11, where we see this hall of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 gives us here a synopsis of so many stories in the Old Testament that illustrate for us the great faith that each one holds. As we come to chapter 11, verse 23, we read a synopsis of this account here in Exodus chapter 2. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. They had courage that was rooted in their faith in God. A godly mother seeks to reflect her walk with the Lord by demonstrating her courage to her children. The strength that she has is rooted not in her own ability, but in her walk with the Lord. As she stays rooted and grounded, as she waits on the Lord, she finds courage in him to live for him. The mother who's rooted in the Lord never fears pleasing other people. She fears the Lord. She desires to please only Him with how she raises those children. She doesn't fear what other people might think about her parenting skills or the things that she's going through and wrestling with in the home. She looks to the Lord. She has faith and courage that comes from Him. She fears the Lord, and she demonstrates her fear of the Lord through her courage as she lives that out in front of her children. Jochebed showed her courage in the Lord, and it showed the impact of her walk with the Lord. Her faith in God was demonstrated through her courage that she showed in hiding the child. Let's look at the second characteristic this morning, verses 3 and 4. Resourcefulness, verse 3. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. Jochebed had taken her chances for 3 months and tried to hide this baby. And it's interesting, as you think about a newborn baby, sometimes can be very loud, but somehow in God's plan, Jochebed was able to conceal the baby's cries for 3 months. She had faced that first dilemma of what to do with her newborn son. In verse 3, we read of her second dilemma. What's she going to do with her growing child? This baby is getting older. So what does she do? Verse 3, she builds an ark of bulrushes. As she would have constructed this, she had several things in mind. First of all, to make it watertight. As she would plan to put the baby in the river, she needed something that would protect that baby. In fact, these arks that were constructed at that time would usually have a lid to protect the baby, to protect things on top. And this certainly would have protected the baby from potential predators or things that as she placed the baby into the water. She carefully constructed it to be durable, and she meticulously placed the ark in a place that would keep it in shallow water so that it would be discovered very easily. As women would come to wash and do the chores at the river, they certainly would notice a basket going by, and they would want to have that basket for themselves to be used for something good. And so Jochebed uses her abilities to protect this baby and plan as best she could to allow the Lord to watch over the child. Notice verse 4. She also places Miriam over watch. She uses her own daughter to be a protectant, to watch over the baby as she places this baby into the river. Proverbs 31 speaks of the wise woman and speaks of the resourcefulness of a godly mother. In verse 16, she considers a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. A godly mother seeks to be a good steward of the resources that God has given and entrusted to her. She desires to please the Lord in her home by being resourceful with the things that God has given to her. She takes action with the opportunities that she is given to be a blessing to her family. Jochebed did that. She was resourceful with what God had given. And she made this ark. She placed Moses in the ark to protect the child. And she demonstrated her faith in God's providence. There are so many ways that moms show their resourcefulness in helping their children to see more of the Lord. Some of those creative ways are perhaps in your house. Maybe a thank you jar or something of making cookies or bread to take to someone that's sick or that's been in the hospital. What's a mother doing? She's not only providing for the needs of someone else, she's using the resources God has given her to evidence her faith to her children. She's pointing her children to the Lord as she seeks to use the resources that God has given to her. She looks for practical ways to care for and to guide her children in the Lord. So thankful for the mothers that we have here in this ministry as we know each family and the blessings of seeking to help other people. We're not just doing that to help someone else. We're actually showing our faith in the Lord by using the resources God has given us. And in doing so, we're pointing our children to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're pointing them to the great care that God gives for his children. Just as Jochebed gave great care for her baby, so God shows that care for his own children as well. Notice verse 5. Our second mother comes into play. Verse 5. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. We have this second mother that comes into play here. And at the end of our section, we find that she is given back this baby and is entrusted again to the care of Moses. But here comes the daughter of Pharaoh. She's down by the river. She notices this basket just as Jochebed had prepared for it to be obviously noticed by other women. And the daughter of Pharaoh goes down. She's preparing to do some washing and some bathing. And she notices this basket. She opens it up and discovers the child that is there. And the Bible tells us in verse 6 that she had compassion on him. We see another characteristic. This is not one that was a follower of the Lord. This would have been a pagan woman who was involved in idolatry, but yet she had compassion on this baby. Would have gone against her own father's decree, but yet she had compassion on him. She was well aware of her father's edict, yet she desired to care for this baby. She rescues him, verse 6. And then in verse 7, she calls to have, verses 7 and 8, to have another maiden nurse and take care of and provide for that baby. And so in God's plan, the baby ends up back in Jochebed's care. And we see the sovereignty of God here, his plans to bring this baby back to Jochebed. And what a thrill that would have been for her to see God's plan worked out and allowing her to then care for once again her own baby. God can use the weakest of things for his glory. He can use even the things that seem to be against us to bring honor and glory to himself, just as he did here through Pharaoh's daughter. That she saw compassion on the child. She showed kindness to him by rescuing him. And God prepared that to be a blessing then back to Jochebed. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. God uses even the weakest of things to bring honor and glory to himself. And so Jochebed had the delight of having Moses return and be under her care. We notice the characteristics of a mother of faith. She shows her courage. She shows her resourcefulness. Notice number 3 in verses 9 and 10, her guidance. Her guidance. Verse 9. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. In God's providence, Jochebed had the privilege of giving guidance and care to Moses. She had been able to take care of him for just the first 3 months. Then in faith, she placed the baby in the water. Now God was giving her the privilege once again to be a part of the training of this child. Jochebed had the privilege of showing him the ways of the Lord. In fact, we read in the next couple of chapters of the influence of Moses returning to her mother and being taught of who the true God was and realizing the situation of the people as he was put into those circumstances. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Moses is an illustration of the principle of that verse. He had been trained in the ways of the Lord under the influence of his godly mother, Jochebed. The Bible also gives us two principles to look at when we look at the guidance of a mother. We'll turn quickly to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Two principles of giving guidance to our children. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. You notice the first principle here is to love God. To love him. The influence of a mother to a child begins with the first influence of her love for God herself, her desire to know him and to love him and to serve him. And Jochebed first loved God and evidenced her faith long before she had the opportunity to guide and influence Moses. Jochebed loved God. And this is the first principle we find. But we see a second one in verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And so the second principle is to teach God's word. The mother first must love God, but secondly, she must teach God's word. And in verse 7 here, the idea is that she does it through the normal transactions of everyday living. She's showing her children what God has done. She's reminding them of God's word in the context of children. She's showing them and pointing them to the Savior as things come about throughout the day. This is the privilege that Jochebed had, not only to care for him when he was little, but to raise him to know God, to train him, to give guidance to him. Jochebed's great impact on Moses was that she first possessed this relationship herself. Then she delighted in showing Moses as well the truths of who God was. We'll need to go back to Hebrews chapter 11 very quickly, if you can turn there. Because the Bible continues in this chapter to tell us the further impact of Moses' parents. Not only did they have courage that we had looked at in verse 23 here of chapter 11, but we see also the influence on Moses' life later on. Notice verse 24, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Moses had been trained in the ways of the Lord, and when he was older, he did not depart from it. When given the second choice, Moses decided to serve the Lord, to be faithful. A godly mother seeks to live and teach God's word to her children. She gives guidance to them. She impacts their life at the very beginning. We think of the impact of just the first couple of years of life for the rest of the life of that child. Jochebed certainly had the heart of faith that was seen through her guidance of her children to the Lord. There's a fourth characteristic of a mother of faith back in our text here in Exodus chapter 2, and it is confidence. Confidence. Notice verse 10 again. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. What does Jochebed do? She raises and guides the child, but then she goes back and gives the child to Pharaoh's daughter once again to be raised in that household. And she had confidence that God's hand of protection would be upon him. She revealed her faith in the Lord by entrusting him to Pharaoh's daughter once again. Moses would someday be the leader of that nation, would deliver them from their slavery. God's hand would use Moses to be a great leader. And it began through the faith of his mother, Jochebed. And we see here in this verse the confidence that she had in who God was, in resting in his ultimate care and his leading in Moses' life. There are many different circumstances that a mother needs to show her confidence in the Lord. You get to that time when a child begins school. She needs to place her confidence in God to help that child to grow. When a child begins a new married life, to entrust that child to God's leading in that new stage of life. When a child is called to another job in another state or another city, she needs to show her confidence that God is in control. What if God called your child to the pastorate or to a mission field? A mother's confidence in God shows the faith of her heart to rest in God's plan for that child's life. She merely views that child as an opportunity to raise that child for the Lord, to go out and be used in whatever God desires for that child. As we read in other places of Scripture, we see a picture of children being arrows that are brought about and then they're sent out to be used for the Lord's glory. And Jochebed had confidence in God, that God's hand would be upon Moses, but that was rooted in her life of faith. The characteristics of a mother of faith. I hope this afternoon, this evening, as you call your mom, as you spend time with her, that you'll thank her for her love and her encouragement. But especially if you have a godly mother, to thank her on behalf of what she has done in raising you to know the Lord. That's the greatest influence and sacrifice of a mother, to raise that child for the Lord. To praise the Lord today for the influence of a godly mother as well. Just like myself, I don't have a mother, but I can praise the Lord for the influence of my mother on my life. And we too can do that as we think of the influence of a godly mother. How thankful we should be for this example of Jochebed. She was a woman of courage, resourcefulness, guidance, and confidence that showed her faith in her God. Shall we close in prayer together? Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this example in Scripture this morning. How thankful we are that there are so many mothers who are seeking to please you, who are seeking to live a life that would point her children to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, the influence of a godly mother can change generations. It can change the condition of a family. We pray that our mothers would be encouraged this morning to keep on walking with you, to keep on being influenced by their walk with you, and then to train their children in the ways of the Lord. Oh Lord, encourage them this morning. Help them to continue to abide in your truth. Help them, Lord, daily as they need your strength. Help them to show their courage and their confidence in you, because it's rooted in a relationship with you. We thank you for our mothers, Lord. We pray that you would honor them this morning. May they be used for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.